Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Let me set the tone, because I know you great. I saw your little Twitter pictures and Instagrams of cigarettes and baby oil and all of that. So, 120-108, Boston goes into Golden State, steals game one and home court advantage. And Steph Curry, who everybody's been watching, can he win a finals MVP and all that, comes out on fire. I said it on the show because we were on for the first quarter. He was looking like this was his game. This was the moment everyone was waiting for. But after the first quarter, he cooled off tremendously, was 5-for-16 in the last three quarters, scoreless in the last 6 minutes, and his team was outscored 20-5. Finishes with 34-5-5. Big in the third quarter, but at the end of the game, when his team was fading, didn't get it done. And so somebody wants to pounce.
Now, do I really have to pounce? I'm just calling it like it is. Facts, not feelings, Chris. Facts with a Z. I told you.
How many times
do we have to keep saying this about Steph Curry and his unclutchness and not doing it late in the games? And here's another one. The narrative. Where are all those people? KD must be up in the lane.
We ain't talking about KD.
KD
must be up in the
lane.
We'll get to KD later.
Yeah, I know, but I'm trying to tell you that this is no surprise to me. Chris, I'm not shocked.
and he got off to a great start. And that was a game that the Warriors needed to win. Not because they can't win the series if they lose game one. Steph was on fire to start the game. You got to win that game. He makes six threes in the first quarter. Sets a record. Ties a record. Was he tied it? And
well, he had the highest scoring quarter since Michael Jordan in 93.
Yeah. 21 points, and you don't come away with a W in your own building with a 12-point lead going into the fourth quarter, and you lose by 12? And you guys can sit here all night and talk about, well, the Celtics will never shoot like that again. They made everything. Everything went in.
Who is that?
I don't know. That's the whiny people.
Who are you mimicking?
I know. I don't. Yeah, that's Draymond Green, who is a better podcaster than he is a ball player.
Oh,
2 for 12.
Gosh.
All right.
Oh my God.
Draymond, I'm glad you're a part of the new media because you ain't a part of a championship team right now. I'll give you that. You better stick with podcasting. My God, what was that? He was awful last night. And Steph, a disappearing act. Where were you, Steph Curry, with all the shit? You know what? I wish shimmies counted as points, Chris, because they could have used some of those shimmy points at the end of the game. You can't go scoreless the last 6 minutes and be considered the greatest shooter of all time. My butt!
Oh, actually, you can.
No, you can't.
Because he's that's exactly what he's considered.
No, and this is the reason why, because we've seen this act over and over. Stop it, Steph. Stop with the meaningless baskets.
Meaningless.
Make some, yes, in the beginning.
Really?
Make
That's
some,
meaningless.
Save some of those for the big moments when they needed a basket, when they needed to stop a 17-0 run. That's when you needed to put in a couple of those threes. And all I'm going to say is this.
All I'm going to say is
all
this.
I'm going to say is
after,
this.
After 7 minutes, all
yes.
I'm going to say
is
How
you
about
guys
let me end it with this.
Go ahead and keep propping Steph up. Keep making excuses. I heard even Colin today. Oh, all the haters are out and they're going to blame Steph. And Steph was the only one who showed up. He didn't show up at the end. And that's the problem. And my last thing is they wasted a golden opportunity with Jason Tatum going 3 for 17. And that you know he's going to play better than that. And that's the scary part is they won going away without their best player. And so Steph Curry cost them, hurt them by not showing up late in that game.
There's no doubt that over the last three quarters, I shouldn't even say that. In the second and really the fourth quarter, because he sat like the first 6 minutes of the second quarter. And I'll put some of that on Steve Kerr. This is the finals, baby. And I know, look, Steve Kerr is an all-time great coach, and I'm not just saying that because he made the top 15 list. He is. He's proven it. But I think when you got a guy on fire, you keep him going. You don't sit him 5-6 minutes in the second quarter. You're going to cool him off. And that's what happened. He was scoreless in the second quarter. But the third quarter, he delivered. He had 9 points. As they were building that 15-point lead. And, Rob, I said it last night when we were watching in the first quarter. I said, this looks like the Steph game. This is his finals moment that everyone was waiting for. And I said, what? But he's got to win. If they don't win the game and the series, this is going to fade away. And it did. It looked like it was going to be that. Because in the third quarter, not only did he have 9 points, he had some great moves. The behind-the-back dribble to shed Jaylen Brown. The Iceman Gervin finger roll in traffic. The up-and-under scoop shot over under Derek White. But I will admit, he didn't get it done in the fourth quarter. Now, I blame Steph. But there were other circumstances. He got to get it done no matter what. However, he didn't get much help from anybody. He was. Wiggins showed up, and that was it. Klay didn't play well. Jordan Poole didn't play well. Draymond Green didn't play well. And the spacing on the floor when you had Iguodala and Draymond out there, it wasn't great. And in the fourth quarter, their player movement ceased for whatever reason. I don't know why, but it wasn't what it had been in the first three quarters. Golden State is fine. They got whatever they wanted in the first three quarters. They averaged 30-plus points per quarter against the league's best defense. So they'll be fine if they stick to the game plan, if they play the right people and rotations. Iguodala, God bless him. I don't know that he needs to be in there in the fourth quarter when he hadn't played in months. So this Steph didn't get it done. I give him like, it was a good game. It wasn't a great game. You can't say it. I don't care how many points he had in the first quarter or total. You can't say it was a great game, but it was a good game. And other than Wiggins, nobody else on their team had a good game.
Chris.
So you can say about Tatum, but guess what? Al Horford's not going to hit six threes either.
No, but
that was
a career high.
Derek White's not going to hit five.
But they got the game that they needed to get. When their big guy didn't play well, that's what I'm saying. On the road, that's a tremendous win, and it changes a lot of stuff because you won't need that. If you get a great game out of Jason Tatum and they somehow win game two,
Boston?
Yeah, Boston.
If they win game two, they're very much in control.
Yeah, they're going to be in a good situation. And the other thing, too, Chris, is Klay Thompson isn't the same player. Not even offensively, but
averaging 20 for the playoffs.
But nobody
would say he's the same. I think even he would admit he's not quite the same. Last night, look, he had some looks. He missed some mid-range jumpers. Some of them contested. He's gonna have to play better. Draymond, we know he's not a scorer, but 2 for 12. My goodness. All right, Jordan Poole's gonna have to give him something. It was Steph and Wiggins. And that was it. And like I said, watching through the first three quarters, Rob, Draymond Green said they dominated 41, 42 minutes. That's an over-exaggeration.
What a shock. The new media exaggerating.
Quarters. Right. But they did have control through three quarters. Even when they were down at the end of the first quarter. Rob, this is why some people don't like Golden State. They have a tendency to get cute and cocky. And Steph does lead that. And I like the shimmying, but it can come back to bite you.
Yep.
And I think, to me, maybe I'm reading into it. It looked to me like just mentally they kind of relaxed. They thinking, hey, we're in control. They were getting open looks. Driving lanes were open for Steph. Rob, the first quarter, we give him credit. But he was wide open.
But, Chris, here's the issue.
On a lot of those threes.
But here's the thing. Despite Steph's historic first quarter and them getting their way, they didn't lead at the half. Like, that Boston could have been buried with Tatum not playing well. That's when I looked at the game. And Rob G did not – he knows I said this to him. They're in this game. And
they
shouldn't be.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, but they shouldn't have been. Given what Steph did to start the game, and somehow they still led it to half. I thought that was incredible without their best player playing his best game. And here we are with Boston in the lead, 1-0. The series isn't over. We know that. But Boston is right where they need to be. And same thing, Smart's going to play better defensively as well after they make some adjustments. I like Boston in game two a lot.
I tell you, Robin, we've talked about the three-point shot and just the over-reliance on it and how it can be negative. Last night, though, you saw the flip side of the three-point shot.
You can make up.
No game's over. Like, I was there when I think LeBron had 21 in the first quarter against Boston in 2010, game three, if I'm not mistaken. We remember Jordan going off with the 35 first half points against Portland in the finals. Those games were over when they did that. Like you said, last night's game was far from over. Even if they did have a big lead after the first quarter, it don't matter. With the three-point shot, anything is possible. We saw a team have a 15-point lead and lose by, what, 12, but fall down by 15 at one point. Like, that is the good thing about the three-point shot is that no game is over.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
We're going to get into some of the things that Commissioner Adam Silver said yesterday. And we just talked in the last segment about how he's open to possibly changing the way all NBA teams are selected, meaning it might be the best five players regardless of position for each team, so best 15 players overall, versus guard picking them by position. Rob and I didn't think that was the answer. We thought there's a good compromise when you say, hey, why don't we have two backcourt players or two guards and then three frontcourt players, whether they be forwards or centers. That's how they do the all-star voting, and we figured you could do the all-NBA like that. But Adam Silver, Rob, talked about a lot of other things last night, and one of them was shortening the season. Now, you know, we talked about this before, but he addressed it, the commissioner, and here's what he said.
I'm not against potentially changing the format of the season, even possibly shortening it a bit, if we can demonstrate that that's going to have a direct impact on injuries. What we don't see is increased numbers of injuries as the season goes on. It's not as if because of fatigue over the course of a season you see more injuries. We do see a connection between actual fatigue, for example, from back-to-backs or threes in a row. We think that potentially can lead to more injuries.
Stop it! Chris, I had to steal your line. Can I say this? I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, don't get fired now.
No, I'm not trying to do that. Chris, this is the worst of the worst. And he is the enabling commissioner who's babying these players who don't want to play, who don't want to just play 82 games, Chris, out of 365 days. And other guys have played, put their blood, sweat, and tear. Maybe you're not supposed to play for 20 years, Chris. Maybe you're supposed to play for 12 years or 13 years. Maybe that's a real career.
That's a good question.
In pro sports.
That's an interesting topic.
I'm dead serious.
Okay.
Because these guys are playing way longer, and maybe there's some of the issue, and they have all the advantages afforded them. Better doctors, masseuses, Chris. I've been covering this league since players used to be on the plane with me.
Right.
I used to sit next to NBA
crazy.
Players. And, yep. Chris, we had to fly the first flight out of every city. So we were in Milwaukee.
Weren't even doing that when I started covering the league.
In 87, Chris. We were in Milwaukee. We had to be on a 6 a.m. flight. You know why? Just in case there's snow coming and if you take a later flight, you might get trapped. So you had to be on the first one in case that gets canceled and you got to get on the next one. So you have to be on the first flight out of every city. And they have chefs and they have year-round trainers and they have everything. And this whole notion that they can't play back-to-back and this is the reason they're being injured. And I'm watching over and over and I think it's all nonsense. I think guys are going to get injured. We know that there's a certain degree of that no matter what, Chris. Guys used to be injured in the old days.
Right.
So injuries are a part of sports. But this whole notion of take lopping 10 games off, I don't think that's going to change anything. I think guys will still get hurt. And guys will still come up with reasons not wanting to play or some reason. And I just think that's not where you should go as the commissioner. The 82-game schedule works. There's nothing wrong with that. It's about making these guys earn their keep. Baseball players play 162 games. Chris, they play every day in St. Louis in the summer and all these hot places, right? Houston.
Well, but a lot of guys aren't playing Rangers. 162 either.
Right, but
they're low managing too.
But they're playing a lot more than that. And I'm just saying, in the NBA, you don't even play every day. You play like two times a week.
I don't think baseball is as strenuous as basketball.
No, but you still, it's the wear and tear of playing every day. And I'm not saying everybody plays every day, but they play double the amount of games that basketball players play. That was my point. And I'm just, I think this is ridiculous.
I don't think that's a fair comparison.
I think the commissioner is going down the wrong road in pacifying these players. And to me, it's just, once again, a generation of softer players who just don't want to fight through it. Chris, injury and being banged up or not feeling 100%. Do you feel 100% every day, Chris? I know I don't.
No.
Every day?
No.
I don't.
I'm with you to some degree, Rob. I think the same thing is going on. You know, a load management. We've talked about it with pitchers, you know, pitch counts and quality starts. And, you know, they're not throwing like they used to either. So I think both the sports, baseball and basketball, are similar in that regard. I have long advocated, Rob, but I've long felt like and voiced my opinion occasionally that I would love to see the NBA go to about a 65-game season. Now, it has nothing to do with the injuries or low management. It's more to do with, I think it would be a better regular season. I think the games would be more intense. Each game would mean more. And so I think the level of play would be better. The drama, the interest would be more heightened. And I think the same thing with baseball. I'd love to see baseball go to about 100 games, you know, and I think for the same reasons. But obviously, Adam Silver's talking about it in terms of injuries. And Rob, first, you brought up an interesting point because there are some that feel like, yeah, but Isaiah Thomas, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, they only played 13 seasons. LeBron's going to be in his 20th season. And LeBron, here's the thing, though. LeBron has not load managed, right? Rob, Vince Carter played 22 seasons, I believe. He didn't load manage. Kevin Garnett was around 20 seasons. Kareem played 20-something. They didn't load manage. Karl Malone, Jason Kidd, Reggie Miller. I can go on and on. So, Rob, it isn't even saying if you don't load manage, if you play 82 games a year or 80, 78, whatever it is, you're not going to be able to play 19, 18, 17 years. That's not even true.
Right.
Because guys have done it. John Stockton's another one. We could go on and on and on. But I do agree with you, Rob. I think it's players, Rob, making so much money. And they should.
We're not against them, Chris,
absolutely,
getting paid.
But don't let the money make you a prima donna.
Exactly. And make you feel like you shouldn't have to go out and work for it, or this is too much. I can't believe we got to play 82. I can't believe we got back-to-back games. Really? I just can't. Chris, 82 days, I'm talking about regular season, out of 365?
Well, an 82-game season is strenuous. So
no,
I'm not
I get that.
Belittle,
but it's 365 days. They're not playing every day.
I get that, but their season is condensed. You know, I'm not going to belittle the strenuous nature of an 82-game season. And I've talked to people in the league office who have said, look, the science says that, you know, the body just can't take 82 games. Rob, the science probably says the same thing about 72 games.
Yep.
The science probably says that the people on Wall Street are overworked. They work like crazy their first few years. 120 hours, 100 hours a week.
People are lawyers. Same thing.
Absolutely.
They're working nonstop.
My wife's a medical doctor. I've said it before. When they're on call, I'm sure the science is saying you need to get more rest.
She ain't
and
as
not
sharp,
be up 36
right?
hours straight or whatever it is. And so I that's not an excuse because, heck, the science might say they should play 50 games for all we know. The science might say they shouldn't play 35 minutes. Rob, you remember guys used to play more minutes too. to play 40 minutes wasn't out of this world. Now, if you play 37 minutes, people think you're being overworked, even as you load manage. And so and here's the other thing, Rob. The commissioner also talks about wanting a midseason tournament. Well, if you cut the season to 72, 75 games, whatever, and play a midseason tournament, what's the difference?
And
you're
Chris,
still playing close to 82 games.
And if you want people to go all out in the tournament, right, that doesn't even make sense. To me, that would be more strenuous than a regular season game.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, I like I said, I'm all for shortening the season. And, Rob, the players want a shortened season, but they don't want shortened season money. They want to play 65 games and get paid 82 game salaries. That's what it boils down to. And that's why, you know, they won't want to do it. But you know, Michael Jordan, three straight seasons, Rob, played 40 minutes a night. You know, then 39, 37, 39, 39, 39. Like, come on. He was 40 years old playing 37 minutes a night, 82 games. So I just think players making so much money today that they don't, you know, push it like they used to. Any little tweak, and some of this is on doctors too, Rob. Any little tweak, any little pain, instead of playing through it, they want you to rest, right? Make sure you're ready for the playoffs and all that. But we're seeing so, and we've talked about it, right? The nutrition, the travel, the equipment, the sneakers.
Everything's better.
Everything is better, and guys are more hurt. Rob, I'm not a doctor. You're not a doctor. But we've had doctors who have said the players, because they're load managing so much and not practicing as hard as they used to, they're not building their bodies up to be able to build up the resistance to be able to play at a certain level. And so when they hit those levels in games, they get hurt eventually.
And that
makes a lot of sense to me.
It does. And I just think we're in the midst of the softest, most spoiled generation of athletes, Chris. And I get people get comfortable when they get money and they're used to certain things and they feel like we made it. And we shouldn't have to do this and we shouldn't have to do that. But you got to give your all, and maybe your all for 12 or 14 seasons is all, and then you don't want to play. But you can't keep doing this. And I think the commissioner shouldn't be an enabler, because they've already altered so many things, Chris, and they still miss games and take games off and they still get hurt. So why are you doing it?
Rob, if you cut it to 72 games, I still think guys will load manage.
Yep.
I still think they will.
Are they going to take less money, Chris? Well, they want their same. They're going to want their same money.
Well, look, the owners, we're going to see.
I know ESPN ain't going to pay the same money for 10 less games or whatever they're paying, or TNT. Why would they?
And you brought up ESPN. When guys get paid a certain amount of money, do they – Stephen A's making a ton of money. Does he work less?
He works more.
Right. Same. It should be the same thing for all of us. It should be the same thing for the players. And, Rob, have you ever heard this saying? It's from a novel. Hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men. And weak men create hard times. It says that's the cycle of history. And there's a lot of truth in there. I'm not saying it's true in every single situation, but I do think there's a lot of truth in that. And look, early on, it was hard times in the NBA, and dudes played through it. Now times are great, right? The money is incredible. Everything else is great. And the players aren't playing as much as they used to. But, Rob, the bottom line, Rob, is this. Something's got to be done, because it's just not fair to the fans. And we talked about it before. You're a real strong advocate of that. I'm sorry. If I'm a fan, man, and I buy a ticket to see LeBron or, you know, Ja Morant, I get it if he's hurt.
Chris, if he's hurt, that happens.
Right, right. But if he's healthy, come on. I expect him to play, especially when the teams are marketing. Come see Ja. Come see Steph.
And they do.
come see LeBron. Right. Some teams market that more than their own team, Rob.
Chris, we see it all the time, and that's why it's like consumer fraud. Come see so-and-so, and then he's not playing, and he's not hurt. And people have bought tickets. We talked about it before. For Christmas, kids' birthdays, right, Chris? It's like, oh, I want to see LeBron in person for my first time, a 12-year-old boy. And it's the biggest thing. He buys a jersey. He's got his sneakers on, Chris, and the hat. And he finds out LeBron's not playing. And not only he's not playing, he's not even in the building.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini-games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, with that said, Rob, let's get into it. A lot of talk, and you mentioned it earlier in the first hour, a lot of talk entering this series of if the Warriors win the championship, what does that say about Kevin Durant and his 2 rings? And look, it would take nothing away from Durant's greatness as an individual player. But if they're to win the championship without him, I mean, it would take a little shine off those rings, in my opinion. Because it's not that they got to the finals without him, because they did that before he came, right? They actually won a championship before he came. But it's that, and he made them phenomenal, but the question is, how much was he needed on that team? Did he just go to a team that was so good and he made it better and the rings were easy to get? So that's the narrative that a lot of people will have if the Warriors win. But to be fair, what if they lose? If they lose, and a lot of people, especially young people, Rob, they think this is the greatest dynasty in NBA history, at least since the Celtics of Bill Russell. That obviously was the greatest. But since then, in the modern era, a lot of people think these Warriors are the greatest dynasty or rivaling Jordan's Bulls. And if they win it, you know, maybe they'll be better than Jordan's Bulls. If they lose this series, though, Rob, all of the dynasty talk goes out the window. All of the, at least for now, everything's fluid, but if the Steph being a top 10 all-time player goes out the window. And to me, Rob, in being fair, if they lose this series, they go from some people thinking they were this all-time great dynasty to a great team that won a championship in 2015, like Toronto won it in 2019, like Dallas won it in 2011. But those aren't like all-time great teams. Nobody's talking about them in historical, you know, ways. And now, obviously, with the Durant years, those two that he was healthy, that was an all-time great team, but only 2 years, not a dynasty. And so you would look at them without Durant and you would say, okay, they won it in 2015 and that was great. You don't take that away from them. A lot of teams have won because of injuries. And whether it was because of injuries or not, a lot of teams have won at least benefiting from the opponent's injuries. And they would fall into that category, right? Kyrie was out. Kevin Love, but who knows what he meant. But Kyrie Irving certainly would have meant a lot. Then they lost the next year. They won 73, but hey, you didn't finish the deal. So they lost that finals. And then they lost to Toronto with Durant hurt. And then they would be losing to Boston this year without Durant. So, Rob, if we're going to be fair and we're going to criticize or take away from Kevin Durant's legacy, if you will, if Golden State wins this series, then we have to be fair and admit, this also takes a little bit of shine off of Steph and Golden State if they lose this series.
I think you have to, Chris, and I think you would have to re-put in a different category where the Warriors are, and you can now, Chris, if they do lose to the Celtics, start to go back and unpack their championships. Start to look. When you look, I think the biggest surprise for most people is that in their last 9 NBA Finals games, without Kevin Durant, these Warriors, Chris, are 1-8. That's an unbelievable number. With Steph, and with Clay, and with Draymond, and all these guys who are all going to the Hall of Fame, right?
Right, right.
That's an unbelievable run to be 1-8 in the NBA Finals.
Right.
I think that says something. And I think you do start to look and say, nitpick and look through their run, see what championship they won, remind people that they choked down a 3-1 lead. They won 2 when Durant was there. He was the finals MVP in both. And then with no Durant, they got back to the finals. But Boston, which is the underdog, beat them. And they lost another championship. I think it will change everything. And not saying that you're taking away the championship or you're poo-pooing the entire run.
Right, right.
But it won't feel as good, Chris. It just won't. No. And I think this is like very important legacy-wise. It really is. It doesn't undo anything or rewrite the history books, but the way people look at you, I think would change. And you're right. That conversation about Steph being in the top 10, Chris, that will not be addressed.
No. If they lose this series, he's not in that conversation. I'm sorry. And I'm, you know, Rob, you know, I like Steph. But I mean, he's still, you know, top 15-ish and all that stuff. But the top 10, that would not be the case if they lose this series. And also, Rob, and look, I'm one that has believed, and this won't necessarily change my belief of this, but I'm one that believes had they not gotten Kevin Durant in 2017, or he, you know, he went there in the summer of 2016, I still think they would have won the championship. Because they, look, without Kevin Durant, they had LeBron and Kyrie and Kevin Love and others with Ty Lue as the head coach. They had them down 3-1. And I think you would agree, not taking anything away from the Cavs, but if Draymond Green's not suspended, I know he played 6 and 7, but that turned everything. And so I think they would have been so motivated. I may be wrong. None of us know. But my feeling is just that they would have come back and won that championship. But regardless how you feel about that, Rob, just like Kevin Durant could be slighted if they win it, if they lose it, it could heighten his image,
no
his
doubt.
Legacy.
Yes. Right?
It would be like, well, and look, it's not saying the Warriors weren't a great team without him. It's not for those that killed him for going there. He still went to a great team. But it was a team you would be able to say, no matter how good they were, they needed him. And that's what this whole
conversation is about.
Right, that's what it's about.
Right. It is.
They need him.
And then you have Draymond. They don't need him. Oh, you know, like this whole narrative that, well, we don't need him. And now if you are in a series like this and the Celtics would – nobody's played in the finals. Chris, nobody.
Right.
Zero. Right. And you lose to that team, that doesn't mean that they're not talented, but they're not proven like the Warriors. That's what will be another demerit on this bunch.
Well, and Rob, let's face it, was that Toronto team wasn't an all-time great team?
Nope, it wasn't.
They had one star. And with all due respect to Kyle Lowry and Fred VanVleet and Pascal Siakam, they had one real legitimate superstar. And he was only there 1 year, and they had a first-year coach. And then Boston, at least at this point, and, you know, I got the utmost respect for this Celtics team. I picked them over Milwaukee. I picked them over Miami. But at least at this point, you know, who knows what they do going forward. At this point, nobody's looking at them as, like, this all-time great team, right?
No, nope, not at all.
Their stars are young. 5th and 6th years in the league, 24, 25 years old. And they've got warts. And if they were to lose to them, they lost to Toronto, they lost to, now it would be Boston, then there's no doubt it will make you rethink things. It won't, you know, Steph Curry will still be regarded by most, not all, obviously with Rob, but as the best shooter ever. Steph Curry will still be, you know, top 15-ish type player. Only unanimous MVP. Draymond and Klay probably still getting the Hall of Fame. But we will rethink them, Rob. Because people, am I wrong that people think of them as one of the greatest teams ever? Even without Durant. Am
right.
I wrong?
Well, because they went to the finals, what was it, five years in a row?
This is their 6th year. Yeah, 6 of 8 in the finals.
Right. That's what people look at. But the results without Kevin Durant aren't great. And that's the part that if they lose again without Kevin Durant, then you start to go, let me see. Like we just said, they're 1-8, Chris, in their last 9. What if they lose in 5 games or something like that? And then you start looking and it's like they're 2 and 2-11 in their last 13 finals game. Right. That is not special. That's nothing that you're going to write home about. And ballyhoo and talk about what a great franchise and dynasty they were.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.